Yeah. So I was just telling Ming, and we were discussing whether CCF is the right target or not, or CSRs, and I was trying to explain to him the motivation for why I decided on CCF, or rather I thought CCF was a better target, was because caching doesn't show up anywhere in the CSR call for proposals.
And it does in the CCF.
It does multiple times in the CCF. So that was for me the main reason.
Because then your focus will be on foundational aspects and
We can still, I mean, this is still an open thing, right? I just put it there because I thought, based on the call, it seemed to be more acceptable for the CCF folks.
Right.
Well, better is if you can talk to program managers.
Yeah.
We know both of
that's maybe the best, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, I still think that it's probably a better idea for you to go to the program that has
Funded me in the past?
Funded you in the past.
Then that would be CSR.
Right. And ask him if this would be appropriate. If it is, then sure, even if cash is over there in the other area, you could always tell him that maybe this has quite a bit of overlap, but I'd like to send it to you. So he could perhaps deal with it in terms of trying to get some funding from the other program, but that's his business. You don't have to worry about it. You could still say that the primary focus is the CSR group, CSR program.
It's not clear to me that's true either, because some of the techniques that we are
From what I
talking
know,
about is
CCF is mainly HPC and the architecture.
yeah.
Yeah. So this is not just a Fabian architecture. So
But then your previous work would that have been architecture? So the one that was funded this current NSF grant.
Which one?
You have scissors or something?
Yeah,
I do
have scissors. You close this opening. Just
Yeah. I know.
Thanks.
But the actually the second one is computer attention. Hardware attention.
I know, but I'm asking him about the current.
They're all CSR.
I know they're CSR, but are they closer to architect? Why is that different from this in some sense? I mean, after all, it still has to do with storage. It still has to do with.
Storage is there.
Yeah.
Storage is part of the CSR call. This is only in one
So
part storage.
one thing is perhaps to change the title to managing storage hierarchies.
It's kind of
Yeah, that is
Yeah,
fine, but
they're quite different.
Yeah.
And the consolidation, the cloud is also CSR support.
Consolidation it does?
Consolidation, yeah.
Okay. So, okay.
But you can ask anything. You can ask. And
Yeah.
CCF found you
So
too.
you should send in this and say, is this
You
appropriate
have
for
yours
you?
from CCF.
First, change the CCF to CSR.
Yeah. They don't want to read proposals before they're reviewed. They just probably want to hear me say what the proposal is about. So I can call them and find out. But anyway, so what I tried to do over the weekend is to write up an introduction that tries to capture all aspects of this proposal. The motivation and what are the gaps we are addressing. And hi.
Oh, hi. Hi, give me help, please. I look in this film. Ministry of Communication.
Yeah,
our office is there.
Professor, over there.
Further down.
What? You continue?
Yes.
Continue.
Is it near?
It's inside the main office.
Just make a map. The first office on the right. The first office.
She will not be there most of the time. Yeah. So, okay. So let me go over this overview and see if I'm. You can tell me if I'm missing any key points. So what I'm saying here is, at least in the in the first, say, two or three paragraphs, I'm talking about what has already been done, right, in terms of addressing cash contention at various levels of the hierarchy, from starting from CPU caches to main memory caches, and I basically, you know, some of it is just a build-up on the related work that Ming actually created, right? So there are software and hardware-based cache partitioning techniques, and so I'm arguing that hardware-based partitioning is only available in high-end processors, and it's not something that is easily incorporated into the mass market hardware that data centers are built out of. And the software techniques are based on page coloring and so on, and they need significant modification of operating systems. And they're not, I think the key there, which I don't explicitly say here, which I should, is that they're not yet commodity solutions at the software level. So I don't know, Ming, what do you think about that argument about partitioning of hardware, CPU caches using software based on page coloring?
People know it's expensive. It's expensive and it's not. Even though it's good that there has been good research on that, but it's not practical. And then from a practical point of view, right?
I think that is a sense, but I'm not sure if that's something that's consistent in the research community, because certainly the people who are doing the page coloring work don't think that, right? So where, how do we sort of argue against, or we don't have to go completely attacking that solution, right, but to just to say that it's not usable in all situations, right? And maybe argue that, you know, commodity data centers which want to use existing software which is well tested may be unable to use such solutions.
And we don't really have to constrain ourselves to non-perceivable CPU cache, right? Because we can also take care of perceivable cache too.
So I think I also say that although there is partitioning solutions there, but there is a complementary question of how to partition the cache,
right,
which we are trying to address as well in this proposal.
Right.
Yeah, so maybe that's a better direction.
Right.
And then I'm saying that, well, the beyond what exists, we also show that.
So you're referring to cache replacement strategies, or you're just talking about cache management?
Cache management.
Software techniques for what? For
cache management, which includes this, and in this, we're still talking about CPU caches, which are,
yes,
which I'm arguing are non-partitionable.
Yes. Okay.
And there, the what we can do is provisioning, so that we have caches with enough space to accommodate the working sets and the wastage.
Yeah.
And then the related optimizations of mapping of workloads to cores, right, and of dynamic scheduling to minimize the wastage and caches. So those are the kinds of things I'm talking about. It's not partitioning based. The cache replacement algorithms would probably apply to memory and SSD caches, because if you want to develop a cache replacement algorithm for CPU caches, that means hardware work. And I don't think we want to go there.
Yeah.
It's much harder to defend. We don't have any prior experience doing that either. So here I'm saying that there are, you know, the concept of wastage is new, and it's not well understood in the previous literature. And our goal is to minimize and provision for such wastage. So that's about the CPU caches, and then I talk about the main memory caches. I'm just realizing that this part is probably too big for the project overview, and some of it would probably be a better fit in the background. But I just wanted to put all my thoughts on paper and see if I'm missing anything by discussing with you guys. The main memory and external caches have been looked at before, starting from the working set model, right, which just takes the approach of sliding a window and computing working sets.
Maybe some of it is, again, even in some of those papers where they talk about, you know, the CPU caches and cache replacement policies,
right,
they're very, very concerned about how much time it takes to implement whatever replacement policies there are. So, for instance, LRU is lot easier than, say, LFU, and then some of the other fancier strategies. And even some of the early papers make these comparisons, and they are very much concerned. So, for instance, any coloring-based, they pretty much rule it out, saying this is just way too expensive. And so it may be possible to simply rule out some of these strategies based on how much, what is the computational cost, and how much time it takes to make decisions. If these are, so that's why I was asking you whether you were referring just to cache management or to cache
replacement algorithms.
Yeah,
I think cache replacement algorithms are
is not
part really of the proposal.
It's part of the proposal, but not what they're referring to here, right?
Not as part of the CPU
caching. Even with cache management, can you afford to use page coloring type techniques in terms of the expense, in terms of the cost?
Right. So in this specific paragraph that we're discussing, I'm talking about the CPU caches, which are controlled only by hardware.
Right.
There is no, they're not software controlled. So if you want to...
The second half talks about the software techniques that are typically based on dynamic page mapping.
Page coloring. So I'm arguing that those are existing techniques that people have used to sort of partition non-partitionable caches by saying,
right,
okay, certain workloads can only occupy certain cache lines because of the hardware restrictions that map memory pages to cache lines.
Yeah.
So by changing what memory pages those workloads occupy, you restrict them to occupy only a portion of the cache,
right,
on specific cache lines. So that's the page coloring approach. And it's not used in practice. I don't know why. Ming thinks that it's because of the cost of these approaches.
I'm pretty sure it's because of computational costs.
So
to make every decision is going to be so much more expensive.
It would be nice to have some references to support that, if we have any. I don't, unfortunately, have any yet. So the other thing is that even with these coloring approaches, let's say they are somehow practical, they still need to answer the question of how to partition the cache.
Right.
And that's something that, you know, we want to do as part of this proposal.
I feel that's more important angle, because even from a hardware point of view, maybe they were saying in 5 or 10 years, you know, there'll be new CPU caches that are good, sustainable. You know, if it's 6, who knows, then that would be hard to argue against.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is that, well, that's this hardware approach. Right. So
right.
If the hardware provides partition caches, right, then yeah, certainly true.
Our focus is policy, it's not making. Right.
Yeah, to some extent, yes.
Yeah.
But also, some of these policies only apply to, I would say, apply more to non-partitionable caches.
Okay.
Because we are saying, okay, let's provision the cache for the working sets and the wastage.
Okay.
Or map workloads to caches based on minimization of wastage. So if you have a partitionable cache, then those concerns do not arise. Okay, so in terms of memory and storage caches, there are two basic approaches, the working sets and then the missed rate curve based partitioning. And the miss rate curve based partitioning approaches are used preferentially now over the working sets because they have the ability to now predict miss rate at any cache size. That is, the working set just tells you, you know, what is the size of the working set. It won't tell you, okay, if you give so much cache, what would be the miss rate? What would be the impact of that? So miss rate curves are more popular. Now, miss rate curves are not valid, and they could be arbitrarily inaccurate for storage caches which allow requests of multiple cache line size. So I think what I want to say here is that, first of all, that existing techniques for external caches may not be entirely sound, and they could have arbitrary error in terms of minimizing miss rates. And second, that they do not allow, the miss rate curves do not allow a quantification for the impact of the contention on cache wastage. Right, so that's a gap that. So the miss rate curve approach does not say, okay, what, you know, how these two. Let's say that you cannot partition the cache, and you co-locate two workloads. They cannot quantify what is the impact of contention and how much extra space you need. Similar to what you see for the CPU caches, the same gap that exists even with these techniques, right? So what I'm trying to say here is that, you know, understanding cache contention better can lead to better partitioning, and also we need new techniques that can deal with concave MRCs for meeting any goal. I think the one part that is missing is. Here is the other goals, meeting other goals that I don't really talk about. And then the final piece I have here is about the holistic cache hierarchy management, which doesn't exist today. And that the besides building all these knobs at individual cache levels, we need something that manages the entire hierarchy to meet system level goals or per workload performance and QoS goals. And the main reason for that is no one has done it before, and there is a lack of coordination across all these mechanisms. What we do need is a more holistic mechanism that can use per level information to do finger pointing in case of performance problems, and then do a systematic remediation of that. And there are lots of interesting questions there, some of which, Giri, you mentioned the other day, that, you know, how do you figure out how to move the work?
Yeah, you're right. So a lot of this might actually move to introduction where you're, the literature survey type place in your proposal. Over here, you probably just want to say...
Just the high-level point.
Just the high-level, what are the...
Yeah.
The current.
Yeah, the 1.1 should actually come on the first page after all this is done. Because I do want to start talking about the proposed work as early as possible.
Yes.
Okay, so... So then, in
so
the
one... wastage, holistic... So what are the missing things according missing in current technologies or in current?
Right. So the missing pieces I have listed actually in the first paragraph of the
tools.
Well, actually, sorry. No, that's missing in what we are doing. Okay. So what is missing is. Yeah, I think it's probably easier reading here in the first paragraph of 1.1. So I say that the goal of this project is to bridge several gaps in the state-of-the-art cache management, for consolidated environments, starting from fundamental theories that would complete our understanding of cache contention, developing new cache replacement algorithms that utilize this new understanding, new techniques for provisioning and optimizing both partitionable and non-partitionable caches, developing a holistic theory and system infrastructure for dynamic management. And these are all, yeah, these are all basically reflecting our 4-5 components based on those. And then, you know, we'll expand on that a little bit more. And this part, the latter part of this section is not complete yet. So then I say actually what we've done in preliminary work a little bit more and say, you know, what are the things that remain. So I lay it all out here and then maybe expand it a little bit more in the component descriptions. So do you see anything that I might be missing? Because, I mean, as I'm reading it, I do see there are some things which you could talk about a little bit more for. I do talk about the QoS goals, but maybe a little bit more in detail. Do you think it makes sense, Ming, to talk about other goals besides, you know, minimization of caches, cache hit rates, right?
Well, I guess even service level agreement type discussions are relevant here, right? It's possible that
Yeah,
constraints need to be somehow reflected over here.
I think if it goes to CSR, then those sorts of discussions will be more relevant.
Yeah.
And part of my writing is also under the assumption that we are sending to CCF.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay, it's up to you.
No, but I mean, after having talked to you, maybe CSR is a better idea because there is more, I think the work that we do is more related to CSR than CCF anyway. It might be a better idea to just send to that community instead. And then we could talk about many more things than that are more easy for us to discuss, right, like SLAs and stuff. What else do you think?
You want to emphasize the increasing level consolidation?
Yeah, so I do say it a little bit, but it's not emphasized very much.
Emphasize what again, sorry?
The increasing level consolidation.
Oh, yes.
That's what makes this problem more challenging today.
Yeah, maybe something early on.
Increasing layers of increasing levels of cache hierarchy and the increasing level of consolidation. We do have more layers of cache today. So when I did this real survey, I think maybe even 5 years ago, people were still talking about the management of L2 caches. Now that's not the case anymore. Right? Now it's the management of L3. It's definitely part of the trend to have more layers of caches. So, and we were discussing the possibility of having the hardware enough to partition last level cache. So I was also thinking, you know, maybe as the L3 gets bigger, and then L2 and L1 also get bigger, and there may be sharing L2 too, right? That's also possible. So the consolidation increases.
Well, L2 is shared across two cores in many architectures.
Right. Right.
So the L1 is private, and then L2 is shared
across
two cores, and then L3 is shared across four or eight or something like that.
So what I'm saying, so maybe in 5 years, they'll be partitionable L3, but not partitionable L2.
Mm-hmm.
But the L2 will be facing the same level for competition.
Mm-hmm.
Right? With a lot more cores that work.
That's actually a good argument,
right?
I mean, for hardware solutions.
Yes.
So someone might say, okay, what if Intel comes up with a partitionable cache?
Yes.
Right. They would probably do a partitionable L3 before they do a partitionable L2. That's a good point. Hmm. So, am I missing any parts? For instance, do you see that there's some aspects of the theoretical problem that could be highlighted better here?
Well, you talked about understanding contention. I think that a lot of it comes over there. So perhaps you could say understanding and modeling contention. That's the only extra thing that I would add. But I'm not sure it's necessarily. Well, also understand. I don't know how well access patterns are understood and if that is relevant to these discussions at all.
I think it is. Pattern modeling. So the question is, once we understand the access patterns, what do we do with it? Hello? Do you think we can talk in about 20 minutes? Yeah, I'll call you as soon as I'm done. So what do we do once we know the access patterns or model it? How can we use it?
Yeah.
I guess in a similar way, maybe in developing new cache replacement algorithms? Or...
Well, access patterns, and also their what's the right word for it, their interleading. Because that's what is intimately connected to contention. So it's not just the access patterns, but it's how they're interleaved.
Maybe that can help us model wastage for different cache replacement algorithms.
Could be, yeah.
Right, because that is one of the goals for our work.
And what would be the effect of provisioning more CPU for one of the processes? How does that affect the model? What is the impact one way or the other? Can all of this
That's
be understood?
Impact of CPU allocation on access patterns. Yeah, I think that's really relevant, right?
The impact of sending migrating one of the workloads to some other host, some other core.
So I completely understand. I think they are very good questions. We just have to close the loop somehow because the systems guys are kind of very crazy about end goals. So just they're not satisfied with just understanding, right?
Yes,
so
I understand that. Yeah.
So. But I think even understanding it is such a important thing, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes we lose that. I'm saying that in a negative way for systems people. I think because they are so tied towards end goals, sometimes they do not spend enough time to just understanding how phenomenon works. So, but yeah, I think if we can sort of highlight that aspect in this proposal, it would be very nice to just to understand the phenomenon of wastage. I think one of the support or evidence we have is that wastage is really bad.
Or perhaps better than saying understanding access patterns, maybe access patterns of different workload types would be more important. You got to come up with the right words for it. What does it mean to say when these are interleaved?
Co-located, I guess. Co-located. Share a cache. I think the impact of CPU allocation is something that's very poorly understood. Because if you give less, some people have seen it. You know, they have evidence to say, okay, CPU allocation actually affects cache contention, but we don't understand it very well. And I think our wastage formulation in terms of the rate of access, the reuse rate, or the flood rate, it directly relates to the CPU allocation.
So somehow both of these have to be linked. Maybe they are sort of disconnected at this point.
They are. So they are all part of this theory, right? And in this theory, I think we have to bring in things like, you know, what is the rate of access and how is it related to the allocation of CPU for a workload and all of that. And because that itself could be a knob, say, okay, change the CPU allocation, so that would change the reuse rate and flood rate, and that would change wastage.
Maybe cache partitioning itself is a way of changing the partitioning, because that would change what sets of pages are accessed during that period of time. And so, for instance, if something is just producing a lot of flooding, yeah.
Mm.
Maybe if you slow it down, the amount of flooding goes down, and it has a
positive
impact on a whole bunch of things.
Oh, it does, yeah.
But then you can't do that because there is some SLA that requires you to produce something, so these are all kind of connected.
Mm. Yeah. I think there are lots of interesting questions. The challenge is to make the story itself as tight as we can make it, right? So that we bring in all the related concerns together under one heading and motivate each of those concerns very well and present it, right?
So to some extent, I think the first step really ought to be to understand these separately and then see how you could address more at a time. Provisioning, increasing CPU provisioning is, you could try and understand its impact, but what am I trying to say?
But what are the... I guess what you probably want to say is that once you understand how CPU provisioning affects wastage, then how do you use that as a knob? As a knob for meeting some high level system goals.
Right.
Yeah, that part is not entirely, I think that part is not concrete yet, at least in my mind. So that we'll have to put more work into that. I mean, even.
We can't do that until we understand how it affects.
Yeah,
so
but
even if you understand it, you're saying you don't know how
to. No. You're right that the best way would be to understand it in the right way and then come up with something. But I think for this proposal, we have to still come up with something even without understanding, because
that's what the holistic does, right?
Yeah, the holistic part does that, but that's the weakest part of the proposal right now, because there's not a whole lot going on there. It's just a very sort of noble goal right now.
Well, the holistic really probably should simply be a set of goals that you want to achieve. Saying the entire system should have such and such properties.
Especially if we send to CSR, that's not going to fly, because they will say, oh yeah, very nice, but how do you do it, right? This is the goal, okay, that's very good, we agree, but how do you achieve it? That's the problem with... Yeah, and you're right that sometimes without understanding it very well, you cannot come up with the best solution, which is why some systems work is really poor in terms of foundational aspects. They just figure out a way to make it work and it's done. Yeah. But unfortunately, that's the culture of this community. It's just like, yeah, we need final answers for things. Tell us all the steps until the goal. Otherwise, we are not going to believe it.
What?
I know. I have some other another
okay.
meeting.
All right.
Okay. But what? Okay. Let's talk about next steps. I got some couple of questions from Ming. I don't know if you want to add to that or.
Yes. Those are the questions that I think we can address in the holistic management.
In the holistic management.
Yes.
Do you see any other questions anywhere else? I think one of the things that you said was probably a knob in one of the other components, right? Like the scheduling knob or something.
Yeah, that's the other question. That's the question. I'm not sure how much we want to address here. We don't want to provide a complete resource management system. Cloud management system. The tool is way too big. So what we can say is this would be something that can be incorporated into such systems that are already there.
Right. So there are several knobs. I guess there's one that's processor utilization, network bandwidth utilization,
yes.
migration-related things. Then there's storage, and then there's different levels of the hierarchy. All these are knobs, and we need to somehow limit it at some point and say these are the things that connections we will explore.
Yeah. So for now, what I'm thinking here is more from the performance anomaly point of view. See, there's already a system that can, have this beautifully optimized resource allocation, but things change, and as a result, we see bottleneck. We see the QoS targets get violated. So first question is how do we find out which layer of the cache hierarchy is the bottleneck? And second, if we know which layer is the bottleneck, then how do we address it, right? The things we can do, mostly is we can migrate workloads across cores or across hosts. And then how do we do that? And the big question there is that before you migrate, you don't know how this workload will work well with the workloads that are out there, so how do we predict that? I think that's a very interesting question. So then really how do we integrate this knob and the policy that we design, the proposal to turn this knob with the other knobs.
Yeah, but the rest of the knobs of resource management.
I don't think we should spend too much time.
I think, in fact, we should simply not say that we are going to address this, but simply to say, okay, once this system is built, we will see how it affects those knobs, not how we are going to take that information into account to improve the design of the system. I think that's the... Beyond that, it's just way too ambitious. The holistic really needs to be cut off at some point. You can't really go back at all the holistic.
Yeah, I agree. I'm just talking about cache management, and maybe whatever is directly impacts the cache utilization, like the CPU resource allocation, but it could only be hints to the
operating system.
Hints to the sort of the global resource management mechanism. Say, okay, well, we are seeing contention at the cache level because of this process. Maybe you can change the allocation or reduce it to minimize the flooding at the cache level. I think that's interesting. Okay, so Ming, if you can work towards defining those two questions, or maybe add a third question if you want. I think that would be useful. You can work on something similar for your stuff.
Yeah.
You need to
understand state of the art first. So you need to write a small review, even to identify problems that somebody has not already addressed. You need to know what has been done. And that's why I'm still trying to understand where this is in the hierarchy.
So what we can do, maybe I can, stop by your office one of these days and brainstorm with you on your part.
Because we need to at least formulate two or three clear problems in my head, then I can write something.
Okay.
Right now I'm not sure if I see that, although so the questions that Ricardo raised, those things are meaningful, they're clear. But I don't
know. But are they the best questions? Are they the best questions for this proposal?
What will be the impact of a good solution here? I'm not sure I completely...
Okay, so let's have a follow-up discussion with, just you and me, and then we can try to identify some of those questions that you can build upon.
Sounds
all right.
So
we'll meet same time next week?
Yeah, same time. Okay. Yeah, this week again I'm gone. So we'll have to see next week. Yeah.
Okay. All right.